On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Town of Tonawanda, I've known Joe for many, many years, a great leader. And he also feels what his constituents are having to deal with the cost of everything going up, especially at a gas station just like this. Also want to thank Austin Tylik, our mayor of North Tonawanda. I want to thank him for his presence here, but also a reminder that it's the local governments that are also bearing the extra costs of gas and oil as they're trying to run their snow plows and their park trucks and recreation vehicles. And so it's having a real impact on our local governments as well. And then, of course, there's our local businesses are being hit hard. Christine Hausroth, who's a business owner of Bison Turf Equipment, is going to talk to you in a couple minutes about what is going on here. So we're at this Sunoco on Niagara Falls Boulevard with a simple message. Energy prices are too damn high. Utility costs are too damn high. And hardworking people, like the ones in these great communities, are the ones footing the bills for chaos they did not create. President Trump's war in Iran has thrown global energy markets into chaos. And guess what? When there's that chaos, it's not the billionaires who are getting hurt. It's not the oil executives. It's not the politicians in Washington. It is the working mom in Tonawanda. It is the delivery driver across the state in Albany. It's a small business owner in Rochester. So these are the people that we have to look out for and let their voices be heard about what they're having to deal with. Gasoline prices in New York State pumps are up about 62 cents per gallon in 2 weeks, up 21%. Diesel prices are up 28%. Home heating fuel, driving up our utility bills, is already up more than 3%. So the costs are head spinning and untenable. People just don't know when it's going to end. But one thing we do know, when energy prices go up, everything goes up. The cost of getting goods to this convenience store right here, the diesel trucks that bring them here, those costs get passed on to our business owners and ultimately sometimes the customers. So deliveries, groceries, construction costs. Now, I want to point out, the very president who promised that prices would come down on day one is presiding over this and allowing this to happen. He is the fuse that sent the most volatile regions in the world, and they're all paying the price. Listen, nobody's going to defend the Iranian regime. They've been wreaking havoc on our country and around the world for decades. It's been dangerous and destabilizing. But the simple question Americans have is why now? And the only result we see right now is higher prices at the pump. It's a disgrace. Now, I mentioned tariffs as well. I've been going around the state. I was in Flushing, Queens on Saturday. I was in Buffalo. I was in Ogdensburg. I was in Albany to talk about the impact of tariffs on hardworking New Yorkers, small businesses literally closing up shop or not expanding or having to pass on costs to their consumers at a restaurant or people are now staying home or not going out as often. New Yorkers cannot afford more pain. That's why I'm taking action. I unveiled a ratepayer protection plan to hold energy companies accountable, to protect New Yorkers from rising bills, because utilities should not be getting richer when people are struggling day in and day out. Also, I want to have a more flexible, all of the above approach to energy. We have to be creative and allow more sources of energy to hit our markets so we can start driving down costs again. Now, we'll expand renewables, wind and solar. I'm on board. I've been working on this for 4.5 straight years. But we're also going to expand our nuclear capability and reduce the energy burden on vulnerable households and help them with weatherization and fuel-efficient mechanisms and energy upgrades. And making sure that the massive users of energy, the large data centers, that they pay their fair share because they're driving up costs for everyone else. So at the end of the day, our goal is simple. keep the lights on, keep the grid reliable, and keep down costs for New Yorkers. We also have to recognize the reality of what we're living in right now. Not just with the war in Iran and the energy prices going up dramatically, but the federal government in Washington is openly hostile to all of our efforts to have clean, renewable energy. We want more wind, we want more solar, we want more battery storage. But right now, the federal government has eliminated the subsidies that allow that to happen, which is killing our opportunities to achieve the goals we set out. And that brings me to the fact that I have to deal with the realities of today, the world that we're living in, not the world that was in place in 2019 when the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, known as CLCPA, was enacted. Now, I'm going to be very clear. The high utility costs we're experiencing now are not because of this, because it's not in effect yet. But if we do nothing, and this goes into effect under the dictates, and I'm going to take a commercial break here right now, stop the hair from blowing around. All right. Let me take care of this situation. Right now we have a judge's order. A judge is telling us that we have to comply with this, even though we're not ready for it. And if we do that, I can tell you, as sure as I'm standing here, our costs will go up dramatically. An upstate family that relies on natural gas and oil to heat their home will have to have their utility bills increased by roughly $4,000 by 2031. Gas is at the pump. Now, we're talking about what happened because of the war here. Because of this change in the law, if we're mandated by the judge and we don't make any changes with the legislature now, gases could go up an additional $2.30 per gallon on top of what's already happening. That's unsustainable. And this will make families have to endure impossible choices. I will not stand by and let that happen. I believe that the goals of this law, to build a clean energy future and strengthen our energy system for years to come, is a noble one. I'm committed to it. But I also have to have responsibility to protect people from rising costs. If the path forward is only going to drive prices higher, then we have to act. And that's why I'm calling on the legislature to work with me in the next few weeks before the budget is due to come up with a common sense plan that it understands the realities that we're dealing with today. This is not the world of 2019 as much as we wish it were when this law was first passed. We will not walk away from our climate goals, but make sure that the path we're on is realistic and fair to the people we serve. Because a climate policy that leaves working families behind is not a sustainable path forward. At the same time, I'm calling on our congressional delegation. There's 7 Republicans who are in the majority in Washington who should be pushing for accountability in Washington. The president and his allies created this crisis. They're the ones who have to end it. And New Yorkers deserve leaders who understand that what families are up against. You know that when prices go up, when gas goes up, everything gets more difficult. That's why I'm standing up. That's why I'm speaking out. And I want everyone in the legislature to join me in that, to give relief to the people of the great state of New York. And as long as I'm governor, I'll keep fighting for them. With that, I'd like to introduce our supervisor, Joe Emminger, for a couple remarks.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you. I want to welcome you back to the town of Tonawanda, Governor. The governor understands better than most about what local municipalities are going through because she started out in local government as a town council member in the town of Hamburg. And she's taking that message that she learned as a town council member right up through her career as a public elected official. The governor's been a great partner, not only for the town of Tonawanda and the city of North Tonawanda, but for all of Western New York. And it's the governor's actions, it's really common sense legislation, and it's about time that someone speaks up, and I'm glad it's you, Governor Hochul,
for speaking up
on these issues, because it's just common sense that something has to be done. You have to have a plan at the local level, okay? When we get a blizzard, you have a plan and you act on it, and you got to expect the unexpected. This is a day that I'm glad I'm a big guy and not a small one. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you, Governor, for your message today. At this time, I'd like to introduce the local Tonawanda businesswoman, Christine Hussrath, for a few remarks.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I got your back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm thinking I'm going to be blowing down the boulevard.
Just a couple words you'd mind, because say it from your heart. Okay.
Well, this will be quick. First, I would like to say it is very encouraging to see the lines of communication open between our New York State governor and Governor Kathy Hochul. And the small business community truly appreciates it. I reached out with our concerns of the instability of fuel pricing, as this is a very heavy weight for our small business to carry, especially when trying to maintain a large fleet of trucks and large equipment. The inconsistency of fuel prices definitely affects our bottom line for survival and for growth. We have found it takes a lot of resilience to run a family business. For my family to be in business for 53 years with Hosrius Landscaping and 30 years for Bison Turf Equipment, which started with a $1,500 loan from my mom, we grew in New York State. But finding a governor that will listen and then reach out to help you or guide you through your problems and concerns with your business, in my book, is one hell of a lady with her combat boots on. Thank you very much, and thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Christine. All right. I'm going to call an audible here. We'll take about one question because I've got to get on a plane in a couple minutes.
All right. We're going to take an on-topic question. Eileen?
Governor, would you consider dropping the state gas tax if it goes up to $4? I mean, this just keeps climbing every week. No. We're all witnessing this.
And I would say this. We've done it before, and what happens is the companies increase their costs by the same amount, so the consumer only sees it continue to go up. That's the reality of what happened last time we did this. But also, this is a problem created by the federal government. If the federal government wants to give some relief, almost 20 cents per gallon of gas is a federal tax as well. So we need them to give relief and also help us out here. They created this. You need to solve it. You break it, you fix it.
Matt, last question, Matt. Governor, what changes would you like to see made to the CLCPA?
We'll be announcing them this week. I think we need a longer runway. The timeline that now, because we lost to a judge, because advocates brought us to court when we were trying to make all this happen with a very unpredictable environment, we cannot meet them. And so the judge is saying all the goals you're supposed to meet would have to be met by 2030, 31. That's not possible without prices going up. So we need a longer runway. All right. Thanks,
thank you,
everybody.
Everyone.
Appreciate it.
All right.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.